Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I'm joined by author Sheila O'Flanagan. When Sheila was in her 30s, she had a hysterectomy and started menopause, and she joins me on the line now to talk about her experience. Sheila, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. I just want to correct you. I didn't actually have the hysterectomy in my 30s. I just went into early menopause for no apparent reason.
Okay, well, tell us what happened then.
I was normally regular as clockwork. And then I suddenly realized that I wasn't being. And at first, I just missed a period and I thought, God, maybe I'm pregnant. And I was not trying, I was actively not trying to get pregnant. So, but then when I went to my doctor, he sent me for a number of tests. And it turned out that I was actually entering menopause. And I think I was 36 at the time.
And you were saying you were actively not trying. But you just thought you were irregular and this was very normal. I mean, I just don't think we talk about these things enough, do we?
I think we're talking about menopause a little bit more now.
And that
is absolutely great. Certainly, like, because it was about 30 years ago when this happened to me, like, it was just embarrassing to speak about it all. Do you know, we absolutely didn't talk about it. But I think one of the things we definitely don't talk about is, you know, menopause happening at a younger age. And it does. And I was really shocked when my doctor said to me, this happens. You know, I actually was completely taken aback.
And there was back pain also. Was that another symptom?
I thought, because I played a lot of sport, I thought it was due to that, you know, and I was saying, oh, well, you know, maybe I've pulled something and it's just not getting better, or maybe. So, he sent me for scans and everything. And at that point, there was nothing. And he sent me then for a variety of other blood tests. And he said, no, you're menopausal.
And how did you react to that news, or how long did it take you to process that?
And so it took me a long time to process it. It took me all through, you know, the treatment, because I was very lucky in that my doctor actually put me on HRT, which was not very common again at that stage. And he put me on HRT quite quickly. But I felt, I kind of felt that my body had let me down. You know, that I had always felt like reasonably healthy, and I just felt that this was a kind of a crushing blow. I had chosen not to have children, but then that choice was actually taken away from me, you know, and that was a completely different thing.
Yeah, because, you know, even though you can make that decision, and I know it's fantastic now that women and indeed men can decide, no, you know, kids are not for me. There may always be a maybe in the back of your mind, or a never say never. And then when that choice is, as you say, taken from you, it feels very different.
Yeah, and I think as well, these days particularly, women are delaying having children, and rightly so, until they feel comfortable and right about the decision to have them. But I do think we also need to be aware that, you know, there are physical things that you might be unaware of that might influence that decision as well. And what I didn't realise, but only subsequently discovered, was that actually there was a history of early menopause in my family. But of course, like, my mother or my grandmother never spoke about it. It wouldn't have occurred to them to speak about it.
And did you have your mother to ask about it then?
I did ask, but it wasn't until, you know, this had happened that I said to her, did you know anything about this? And she said, oh gosh, that happened. She had had her three children and she had menopause early, but not as early as me, do you know? And she just kind of herself, she just thought, I've had three children and maybe this happens. So there was no knowledge about it. Do you know what I mean? Another one of my aunts, I think, had an early menopause as well, but they didn't talk about it to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about you? How open were you with your friends, and did you meet anybody else with similar experiences?
Well, I wasn't initially, ver- I initially wasn't open at all because I was in shock, to be honest with you, you know, and I just kind of think, I think there's a part of me that said maybe that this isn't really happening, you know, maybe it's just something and it'll sort itself out. And of course, when the doctor put me on HRT and, you know, you go back to having periods and you think to yourself, everything is quite normal, but it really isn't, you know. And then as it turned out, I discovered that my cousin went through early menopause and one of my sisters went through early menopause, although later than me, and we had discussed it a little bit, you know. But fortunately, my two sisters had had children, you know, and had finished their families. I think it's like, and in my case, I chose to be childless in any event, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of often said that, well, at least it happened to me and not somebody who had delayed having children and who then discovered that they couldn't get pregnant because they were, you know, perimenopausal before having a very early menopause.
Yeah, so that's doubly hard to process and to take on. And I do think, as you say, we talk a lot more positively about perimenopause, menopause. I think we still have a way to go. But we still don't talk about it on this side of the world the way they would in the East, where they really talk about it as your second chapter and what a great time this is, that, you know, the hormone fluctuation will be over and this is your time. We do tend to think of it still in an aging kind of negative kind of tone.
Yeah. And I would say that, like, you know, although I was very shocked you know, I did feel kind of, I didn't feel it was my time for that to be happening. But subsequently, there is a positive side to the fact that, you know, you are not kind of tied to a monthly cycle. It does change. I was on HRT for about 5 years. And then, of course, there was this whole scare about breast cancer in HRT. And we did have a history of breast cancer. So my doctor said, maybe better to come off it. And I actually thought that because I've been on HRT for a while, that when I came off it, maybe I had been fixed. You know, I know that sounds mad, but I just kind of felt that. But of course, I immediately went back into the symptoms, and the symptoms were hot flushes, which was the worst of all symptoms. But because you mentioned there about, you know, the more Asian cultures and other cultures, I did research a little bit about, you know, more natural remedies. And I began to take something called black cohosh, which is called squaw root. And a lot of indigenous American Indians used to take that to help with symptoms. And it was amazingly good for me. It worked really well. And suddenly I actually felt a lot better. And I thought to myself, okay, this is not so bad after all. So, you know, I have had actually, after the initial shock and after a few years of feeling really weird, and, you know, I went through the brain foggy stuff that they talk about and everything, and I just thought there was something wrong with me. You know, I didn't realise that this was also a part of it.
Yeah, and so, linked to your hormones. And were you writing during all of this, Sheila?
I kind of started writing shortly afterwards. I don't know, maybe it gave me the creative spurt that I had not had before. Maybe somewhere deep inside I thought, oh my God, time is moving on quicker than I thought. In one of my novels, I do introduce the subject of early menopause. One of the characters does have early menopause, but it was not one of my earliest novels. You know, it was kind of after I had kind of processed it all myself.
And Sheila, at what point did the hysterectomy happen then?
That only happened a few years ago. And, you know, to be honest, I gave my womb no further thought after menopause. Do you know what I mean? It's there, but it's not doing anything. And I started getting the back pain again. And I thought, because I have sciatica, which is not the worst, but sometimes it flares up. And I thought it was that. But it turned out that I just had a large polyp. And in the end, the doctor said, you know, this is really big and it's probably going to get bigger, and we should just, he didn't think it was going to get bigger. It had calcified, but it wasn't going to get any smaller, you know. And he said, you know, you're not using this, and you'd be better off if we do a hysterectomy. So I got the hysterectomy.
Yeah, that's another thing to come to terms with, I'm sure.
Well, actually, it was as well. It was kind of, you know, it's losing a part of you that, you know, in your mind is the feminine part of you, you know, even though like I hadn't had children. But at the same time, it is another thing that you have to kind of sit down and say, my body has done this again, you know, and it does all seem to be about my reproductive system that I never used. And I did feel a little bit taken aback by it all. But again, I mean, I have to say that I recovered really well from the hysterectomy and my surgeon was fantastic. So, in the end, I'm fine.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the way I suppose you have to look at it. And people will often say we can birth in different ways and birth creativity. And it certainly seems that was never taken away from you. You're one of Ireland and beyond Ireland's most famous authors. So, you know, they couldn't take that from you, Sheila.
No, they could not. But I mean, I suppose like in our conversation, if you want to take anything out of it, first of all, it doesn't make you a lesser of a person. I think that that really is important. And there are other aspects of your life that are important. But I also think if you are a woman who is saying, I want to delay having children, you know, and you have really good reasons for it, it would be a good idea just to do a little bit of research and make sure that there isn't anything in your family history that would impact on that decision. Yeah. Because it is more common than we think. But it is not, you know, it is not a disaster.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's a really important message. And we are getting in lots of texts from people who say they have experienced similar, some even as young as 27 years old. So we really appreciate you coming on and sharing that. Author Sheila Flanagan there on early menopause in her 30s.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.